1380 WAOK.
Almost everyone wants to own a home.
A home is the ultimate evidence that here in America, hard work pays off.
We've got the one-stop shop for all your real estate information.
Mary, I want to buy another house, but I can't sell the one I already have.
Mary Gill has more than 20 years of experience in real estate.
You know what? Right now, we're being informed right now on your show.
She may not always agree with you.
Oh, no. You don't make concessions here. I make concessions there.
But at the end of the day, she'll give you her honest opinion and helpful information.
You can't just pick a real estate agent off of the internet.
Answer the door. It's time for Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
There's a welcome mat at the door. And if you come on in, you're gonna get much more. There's my chair, I put it there. Everything you see is with love and care.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You've tuned into Real Estate 101, and I'm Mary Gill. Oh, happy to be here today. It's really gorgeous outside. A lot of things to talk about today. I have to tell you first, coming out of the box, that we are not on radio.com today. They're playing the Notre Dame game. So if you have tried to get in or know anybody who tunes in by means of the app, well, you have to listen on the radio today. Actual radio, we are, I guess our listening audience will primarily only be within the sound of Atlanta. And I don't know, are we on Sirius? I was wondering that when I just heard that. Anyway, so local today, local. That might be a good thing because our topics today are local. We are slated to have some of the residents of the Darlington come in today to talk about their transition out of the residence and where they're going and what their options are. I personally have a hard time with the fact that they were only given 60 days notice. I think that that is very disrespectful and disgusting to somebody who's been paying your bills for many, many years. You know, they say treat your clients like they pay your bills because they do. And that's the residents of the Darlington. For the owners of the Darlington, these residents have paid for years and years and years and years. And then you boot them out when, you know, we got something else going on. We don't need you anymore. So they are, I believe, on their way. We're getting them in, coming in shortly. So a couple other things I want to talk about. There's a million things going on in and around Atlanta. I wanted to hold out on this information, and unfortunately, the listening audience is very limited today, but I will again say this next week. Some of these things, some of these events, if in fact they're still up and coming by the time next week comes along, but tons of events, something private that we don't normally have access to. I want to tell you about that. I'm going to give you the security codes to go in to the back door and get the tickets to this private event. And yeah, I'm telling you, really, let me see. I'm going to give you a time. How about that? So you can tell other people to tune in. At 1:30, I will give that information, and it's going to be hugely important because it's a local event, and it's really exciting, so I want to tell you about that. my Real Estate 101 featuring Mary Gill, I'm going to post a picture. I got this picture. I screenshotted it. And I wanted to post it because I really wanted to talk about it. The fallout from the Cat Williams interview on our sister station V103 has been nationwide. However, this show is a business show. So when I listened to that interview, there was so much information that I gleaned from that outside of the drama and the dozens and, the roasting and all that. There was amazing business information that Kat dropped. And it was so interesting that if we had tuned into that, not focused on the drama, we would have learned a lot. That's what I want to talk about. And also, his picture when he received his award with that he took with Tiffany Haddish. I'm going to post that on Real Estate 101. I would love everybody to go there and look at this picture because I'm going to talk about it later. There's something hugely secret in that picture that I noticed. I want you to notice. We've talked about it on the show recently, but it is mind-boggling. When they posted this picture or it came up, everybody noticed, he's taking a picture with Tiffany Haddish. Oh, they squashed. They don't have any beef, blah, blah, blah. I get all that. But listen, the picture speaks volumes as to something that Kat knows that I've told you. Because guess what I learned? He's a genius. This man just shot through the roof in my estimation of being a genius. I had no idea. Now, is he funny? The funniest man, bar none. But when he came out with that information in reference to how he handles his business, and then this picture came out, which substantiates it, quiet as it's kept, I'm going to post it to Real Estate 101 featuring Mary Gill. You will see it. And then I want you, if you notice it, to call me, 404-892-2703. Deal of the decade today, Fulton County. Great, great, great deal. And guess what? We have the inside scoop, people. It's not on the market. This house that I'm going to give you is not on the market, and it's right in the thick of everything that's happening. Great deal, and it's what you've been looking for. It's a duplex. You can live in it and rent out the other side, which is very rare here in Atlanta. All right, 404-892-2703. We're in the studio today until 3 o'clock. I'm sorry, radio.com is inaccessible today for the show, but if you're local, tune in. Real Estate 101, Mary Gill. I am back after the break.
WAOK. Foreclosures, short sales, reverse mortgages. We talk about it all with Mary Gill on Real Estate 101 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Feel me? And God said, he said, his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see. What do we have here? Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See it coming for me. My diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, rest me, please, Father. I'm a ghost. These killing fields, Hail Mary, catch me. If I go, let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill. So, I'm playing that because, surprise, guess where Tupac is? In Cuba. That's the latest. I got that from a post from Gene Ross. This is so funny. Everybody listen. If you can hear my voice within the city limits, go find Jean Ross on Facebook. Like her page because the information she posts is invaluable. So apparently a security guard is coming forward now saying he actually helped smuggle Tupac to the Barbados, because, you know, once you get to the islands, once you get to Jamaica, once you get to Barbados, it's like you can go straight to Cuba. And he has a picture of the private plane, which I'm like, okay, come on. Anybody could take a picture of a plane, right? So that's supposed to be the plane Tupac took. But, hey, listen, I have a trip scheduled in June, booked and paid for with my whole family, going to Cuba. We have two stops. We're on a cruise. So I'll let you know. I'm going to put up my feelers, get in touch with his aunt there, and see if, in fact, we can meet up and have some lunch. I'll let you know if he's there. I would love to see. You know, I really do love Tupac. I really love him. His message was revolutionary. He's a genius, again, just like Cat Williams. And yet, that's always dangerous. All right, so I'm getting messages from people, and I'm trying to respond as quickly as I can, fast and furiously, that my show is not online. No, that's not the case today. Rather than preempt the entire show, Gene Ross made the decision to have this show today and the local shows on Saturday to air locally, as opposed to being also on the internet or on radio.com, because Intercom, who is our owner, will run the Notre Dame game on radio.com. So if you know anybody who wants to listen in, have them tune in locally. That's the best that I can say. So, all right. I posted the picture to Real Estate 101 featuring Mary Gill. So this whole Cat Williams thing has been done to death. I mean, man, oh man. And unfortunately, you know, as we do, we just concentrated on the beef. And it's like, really? Let me tell you something. This did what it was set out to do, and that was bring national attention to our radio station. Right. And the two people who are primarily involved. Also, Tiffany Haddish as well. She got some pretty good shout outs as a result of this. And anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. What I am going to talk about is the information that he dropped. Oh, my gosh. It blew my mind. It blew my mind that he said, listen, I have my situation on lockdown. Okay, nobody gets anything but me. And he also dropped a bombshell about the Monique situation. Did you notice that? He says it has to do with ticket sales. I got paid from Netflix on ticket sales. They offered Monique what she did based upon her ticket sales. This is not personal. He said, it's not personal. Netflix doesn't care about you. And we saw that last night, didn't we? Because did I not watch the movie Napoli Ever After? Watched it the second I walked in the door. Man, I fixed my vegetables and my Chinese vegetables and rice. Chilled, sat down, clicked it on. I watched Napoli Ever After from hello to goodbye. Guess what I said? Oh, I'm watching it again. Well, that didn't happen, because by the time I went in to watch it a second time, Netflix glitched all over the place. You go to Netflix and the post with Sanaa Lathan and Napoli Ever After, tons of posts. Netflix, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Kicked you out, kicked you out, kicked you out. I tried from 10:30 until 3 o'clock in the morning to try to watch that Napoli Ever After all the way through again. It wasn't happening because the sound glitched, the movie glitched. I don't know what happened, but you all know that I only watch Netflix. I cut cable over a year ago. So I'm a Netflix watcher. And it has never, ever, ever, ever done this on a movie except Napoli Ever After. So what's up with that? Right? Anyway, back to Kat. He dropped some serious knowledge about that. I love it, love it, love it. You know what else he said, which was amazing to me? Because this says to me, he pays somebody to make sure that this happens. None of his kids are on the internet. None of them. No pictures. So that means you've got to have somebody do face recognition or have somebody sit there and dispute or remove or whatever. Any pictures that they might post in reference to Kat Williams and his kids, take them down off the internet. I love that he said he never has taken a loan. He never took a loan or a lease for a car. He never did. He's paid cash. What does that do? That helps you to avoid paying a gazillion dollars in interest. So you take out a mortgage for $150,000. By the time you're done paying for that mortgage, you've paid almost $350,000 or $400,000 for that house, for that $150,000 mortgage over 30 years because of the interest you paid. He dropped that knowledge. If you want to really listen to that interview, listen to it again and listen to what he's saying as far as business is concerned. Now, I always thought, man, I tell you what, he is the funniest comedian out there. And you know how he got funny? You know what I love about him? Let me tell you what a genius this man is. He got funny by simply telling the truth. Did you notice that? Hey, I'm sorry, no disrespect on that roast or whatever, but when he does his comedy, he's just telling the truth. But he does it in a way that is hysterical. Anyway, so I loved all that information. I loved it. He gave you so much insight into how you need to do things. All right? Now, Real Estate 101 featuring Mary Gill. I posted that picture. That's going to give you a little bit further insight into Kat Williams and the extent to which he's a genius. I've talked about it recently on the show. And there's evidence of it right there in that picture. Tell me if you can see what I'm talking about. 404-892-2703. It's crazy. Give us a call. Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
UAOK. Real estate issues? We've got your answers on Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter is cold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
I'm Mary Gill. And so again, we're only local today, and they're coming in with messages, text messages, Facebook messages. Oh, why you can't get the show on radio.com. Please just tune in to the radio if you know anybody who's trying to. All right, so I'm going to bring in Gideon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, it was interesting you mentioned Kat Williams. I didn't, of course, I'm not into B-103 and all of that and that drama and all, but I know Cat Williams to be a truth teller, and I agree with you there because he revealed what was going on at a lot of those parties that the elite have, like Sean Combs and many of the others, and he would intertwine that in his skit and just tell the truth about what was really going on. But the other thing was that you were talking about the Netflix, as you did with What the Health, which helped to encourage me to stop eating meat. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you, the one that people are afraid to look at, I think, is The Bleeding Edge. And that documentary is so powerful about the medical industry, medical supply industry, and what they're doing and have done to medical supplies and the implements used in
women. Wow. No, I didn't see that. I need to see that.
Yeah, I sent you a text. Obviously, you didn't see that
I'm
one
sorry,
either.
Sorry, Gideon. You know what? I'm telling you, I promise you, I go to bed to text. I wake up to text. People text me a ton of things, email me a ton of things, and I just can't keep them all on my radar. But that's great. No, I do want to see that. I will certainly see that. There's
the
another one.
Edge. You need to have your notepad out because it is packed with powerful information.
Really?
Yes, The Bleeding Edge. And lastly, Housing for Naturalists. I mean, you're talking about the this place, portable housing up there. What is it? What is it? I've seen it in Peachtree. The
Darlington and the residents. Yes, I currently now the guests are getting situated, so we'll be talking about and talking with this young lady shortly. Yeah, the Darlington. They're going to
the Darlington. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you go prior to that, just the Native Americans, our ancestors lived off the land, not harming anybody, and, you know, obviously Trail of Tears, forced to go to places where they could not survive. And now the poor can't even live under bridges, hardly, in this
It's against
country,
the law to be poor.
That's...
It is! It's criminal! It's criminal to be poor!
It is criminal to be poor, and in a debtor's prison and the whole nine. So that's why I could never support this system and its people who do. And I'll leave it there, and I know you got a great show coming. We'll listen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day, Gideon.
All right, you as well, man.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to tell everybody. And I'm going to probably do it again next week. Hopefully next week we will. Oh, we're not going to be here next week. Oh, that's right. She reminded me. We got an engagement to go to. I forgot. It's going to be the Joyce Littell. 30 years in real estate. Crazy. 35 years. And so we get to go to the luncheon, which I'm so excited about. Gene Ross is going to be honored there as well. So I wanted to tell you about that. Get your tickets for that. I had to get mine first before I told you about it. But now it's open to everybody. Go ahead and get your tickets. And we have some other great things coming up. And then a secret at 1:30. And nobody's going to hear it because it's only going to be the local people. But it's a local event. And guess what? You get in before anybody else because I have the inside scoop. So here you go. All right. Posted the picture. And, of course, my sweet little girl here next to me, Lacey, didn't notice either. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you. And guess what? In honor of that, I wore mine. I wore my jewelry. Cat Williams isn't an idiot, okay? Because he has on 22 karat gold Indian jewelry. Why buy gold if it's not going to be valuable in the future? Indians make this gold. Indians buy this gold. It's an investment. You hold on to it as gold increases. The gold value in 22 karat gold is high. And as a result of that, he's like, that's where my money's going. 22 karat gold. Look at the picture. I love his pieces. He had to select those pieces very carefully. You want to know why? Because when I go in the store, some of them are so ornate that it's just a little bit overwhelming. I'm not that much of an ornate person. I'm a little more of a simple person. So I had to select my pieces very carefully. It took me a while, like an hour or more, to stand there and pick up my pieces. But Cat Williams has on 22 karat gold Indian jewelry at the Emmys. I love this man. I'm like, hey, I need to get his digits, okay? Because he's so smart. I'm not kidding. All right, everybody. 404-892-2703. When we come back, we have Lisa Roberts in the studio. She's a resident of the Darlington, and she's going to tell us what's happening there right now as we speak. And then we also have an attorney from the Justice League holding. He will talk to us as well. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101, back after the break.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Thinking about buying a home but don't have the first clue of what to do? Call Mary Gill now on Real Estate 101, 404-892-2703. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Couch on fire up there.
That fire he's talking about is the third confirmed fire in the Darlington apartments in Buckhead since the people living there were told in early August that everyone in the building is getting evicted. Investigators say they are actively working an arson investigation. Now, the complex is known as one of the only affordable apartments in Buckhead, but the residents tell us that new owners want to rehab it and raise the rent, leaving many wondering where they're going to go. So today, people living there held a tenant meeting to discuss a long list of concerns. And afterwards, they told our Hope Ford they're dealing with a growing list of deplorable and dangerous conditions.
I'm trying not to cry because it's a lot to be here all these years and then to go through this. It's very, very stressful.
Athena Parker's lived in the Darlington apartments for 8 years. The single mom and dozens of others live in what they describe as nightmarish conditions.
Do you know the fear of having a fire? Like, the fires are ridiculous.
Besides single moms, some of the people living here are elderly and disabled.
Couldn't really get out of their apartment, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they're handicapped.
While dealing with fires and eviction notices, the people living here say the AC quit working.
The air conditioner's been out for a week and a half, and it's been really uncomfortable during the day when we're trying to pack because they're kicking us out halfway through October.
Oh, I'm because we're going through this, you know, and I'm a hardworking man. I want to come home and go to sleep, you know, and I want to have a clear mind so I can find somewhere else to move.
Many of the people in the Darlington live on low or fixed income. While some have already moved, there's close to 100 people who still live and depend on the Darlington for housing. We weren't allowed to film a tenant meeting held inside, but people echoed the same fears. For those keeping track, that's fires, no AC, eviction notices, and the concern of ongoing crime and possible mold from water left behind thanks to multiple fires.
They're trying to force us out. We need help. We need help.
An organization is helping people in the Darlington try to figure out their next moves. But right now, Darlington residents must be out by October 17th. Of course, people living there hope they can make it until then.
I had to send my daughter away for the weekend because I don't want her to get sick. I'd rather just deal with the heat and the stress and the mold for now instead of her going through it.
That's a tough situation. That's our Hope Ford reporting. Now, the owners of the building haven't responded yet to our request for comment. We know that no arrests have been made in that arson investigation, and at this time, the AC is still out. All right.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill. Joining me right now is Lisa Roberts. She's a resident of the Darlington, and she will be able to tell us firsthand what's going on in the building right now. And also we have Tim Frazen on the line. He's with the Justice League. He's an attorney with the Justice League, Justice Housing League. And we will bring him in as well so that he can speak on the issues and the help that they're trying to provide the residents there. So, Ms. Roberts, so, you know, the truth is when I think about this situation, I thought about the show and coming in, I'm thinking now how, if there's any way possible to stop these, like, immediate evictions, immediate notice for people to move, what would that be? And interestingly enough, you just dropped something on us, which I'm going to talk to Tim about, and I want to hold that thought. You know what it is. So I want to hold that thought for a minute, because if there's any way possible for that to happen, that's the smoking gun right there that you just told me. We'll talk to Tim about that. I'm sure he's probably cognizant of this situation as well. But this, to me, would be a way to at least stall the situation or get in there and be able to help you guys a little bit. So let's talk about, you tell me, what happened as far as your personal firsthand experience with reference to getting notice? And give us a little bit of history on yourself at, with the Darlington and how long you've been there as well.
I've been there for 12 years, and I've been a model tenant. I did pay my rent for the month of September in spite of the fact that we did not have air in August, toward the end of August. Basically, the short time would be August 16th that evening, received a 60-day notice to vacate. On the 21st, they put up a letter saying, we're going to start doing construction. It'll be noisy. The construction workers showed up. They were on various floors. And then later that day, the air quit working. Then it seemed that the construction workers did not return for a while.
Everybody got the same notice at the same time.
Yes, they did.
Now, so when I first heard this as well, I started thinking, well, what about leases? Because you have to adhere to the lease, and you can't just put people out because you feel like it, unless, of course, there's some clause in your lease, but they do have to wait out the duration of the lease. Then I learned there's no leases.
That's correct.
How did that happen?
People did want to sign leases, but they said, not right now, not right now. We'll let you know later. We were led to purposely led to believe that if there was going to be any renovation, it was in a far future. They were moving people in as late as 90 days before giving the 60-day notice to vacate.
They were moving people in. Say that again, please.
I don't have the gentleman's name, but I know they're in for a fact at our action meetings. There was one gentleman who had only been in residence for 90 days, and he received the same vacate notice.
What?
Yes.
They actually took a new tenant.
They did, and I'm sure there were others.
Okay. All right. So once this happened, did you all organize? Did you come together? And then did you, what were your resources? Did you seek help? I know that you had a meeting just a couple days ago.
We did.
And what happened at that meeting?
Well, a couple of the four leaders who unfortunately weren't able to speak today, they got in touch with various community services. This was done by tenants, and they attempted to get someone who could assist us. This was not done by the Darlington or its management.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Serious? Of course, I'm sure. All right, so this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to bring in Mr. Franzen right now. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be on the show.
Thank you very much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, so when did you begin involvement with the Darlington, and do you can you give us a little bit of background information? Thanks.
Yeah, well, we actually saw it on the news, and by we, the Housing Justice League, we saw that there was a 60-day notice put out, and then so we decided to send some of our organizers over there just to put flyers under the door, let tenants know that, you know, that there was folks out there willing to work with them. You know, with Housing Justice League, our sort of motto is we work with, not for. So, you know, we're just trying to see if there were tenants that were wanting to fight and what they wanted to do. And then we got a few calls from tenants, and we went out and met with them. And, you know, it became clear that, you know, see, the Darlington, when people say it's the last affordable housing complex in Buckhead, I mean, what they mean is it is the last naturally occurring affordable housing complex, and that there's, it's not a subsidized, not a Section 8 complex. People that are living there pay full rent. Mm-hmm. And when gentrification and displacement hits a community, it's the naturally occurring affordable housing complexes that get hit the hardest and get hit the soonest, because we live in a state where there really are no protections for tenants. We don't have rent control. We don't have just cause eviction. We don't have a citywide inclusionary zoning law. Like cities like New York, L.A., Oakland, they all have those tenant protections, and many of them have existed since the 1970s. But in Atlanta, we're about 40 years behind the rest of the country with those protections. And so what is happening at the Darlington, and I think this is important to talk about, I mean, obviously our number one priority is making sure that every single tenant in there has a place to stay. But we also have to talk about the bigger picture, because what's happening there is happening all over the South, because we have such lax, you know, tenant rights. Mm-hmm. A company like Varden Properties, and their CEO is a guy named Trace McCreary, who came out of Bear Stearns, from my understanding, jumped out of one of those golden parachutes.
Yeah, sure.
As a result of Bear Stearns. You know, so he jumped out of his golden parachute and then immediately in 2011 started Varden Properties. And what Varden Properties does is essentially they've figured out a way to profit off the crisis that Wall Street created in the, you know, 2007 to 2012. What they do is they look for naturally occurring affordable housing complexes in the South, specifically in cities that have not a lot of rights. They purchase those properties, oftentimes telling residents that, oh, don't worry, we're going to renovate, you're going to get to stay. And then once they raise the capital to renovate, they give an eviction notice to everybody or a notice to vacate the property. And sometimes they'll even say, if a city residents will fight, they'll say, well, we'll let you move back in, but the rehab plan is going to be 2 years. So, I mean, essentially what they do is they flip affordable complexes to luxury.
Right.
It's a big part of the problem in Atlanta, because we look back since 2012, 95% of everything built in our city is luxury. And on top of that, we've lost 5% of our affordable housing every year. And this is exactly why, because luxury is built on what was formerly affordable. And our city just simply isn't doing enough to keep up with the loss of affordable housing stock. Mm-hmm. And so these guys, like, I mean, I think about the criminals we have in Atlanta. You know, we like to talk about gangs and robberies and that sort of thing. No one is doing more damage than people like Trace McCreary. I mean, they really are.
Wow. Thugs. You're just calling them out. I appreciate
they're
that.
Thugs coming in. They're yes. thugs coming into our community, forcing people out. And our city is doing virtually nothing, I mean, besides helping them out. And I appreciate the fact that the city is helping the Darlington. To be clear, the city is putting pressure on service providers to come in to the Darlington, provide rental assistance, and in some instances, even provide housing. But that is not because the city is so great at getting ahead of these issues. It's because residents at the Darlington, residents like Lisa and others, are making noise.
Right.
They're getting the press involved, and they're forcing the city and our mayor, who talked a lot about affordable housing in her campaign,
continues to, and we're not seeing it.
Continues
right.
to. Mm-hmm. Would like to see something besides talk, but you know, the residents really have created the climate to get the support they're getting now.
That's
so
good.
I just want to point that out.
That's great.
That when they make noise, that's, you know, when we fight, we win. That's what we say.
So, Mr. Franzen, I've got to go to a real quick break. If you don't mind, please, if you could stay with us for just a few more minutes, I'd like to hold you over to the next segment, because I need to talk to you about one specific thing that I've noticed.
Sure.
So I appreciate that. Hold on a second.
All right.
404-892-2703. Any questions or comments? We are only local, but you can hear this again at 8 o'clock tonight, and it will be on radio.com. Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Thinking about buying a home but don't have the first clue of what to do? Call Mary Gill now on Real Estate 101 404 892 2703. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Everyone, News and Talk 1380 WAOK Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill, and joining me today in the studio is Lisa Roberts. She's a resident of the Darlington, and Tim Franzen of the Justice Housing League has taken the time. We appreciate it very much, Mr. Franzen, to call in, give us a little bit of insight into what's happening at the Darlington. And let me ask you this question.
Sure.
To what extent would the Justice Housing League be able to provide any type of legal help to the residents if, in fact, we find out that the building and the owners are violating some type of code or putting the residents at risk with reference to their health? Because if, in fact, they have begun, according to Ms. Roberts, tearing down walls and the building was built in 1951, then there is a very high likelihood that there's asbestos in those walls and they're tearing them down without asbestos abatement. Now, this is just speculation, but, you know, based upon the age of the house, then, I'm sorry,
right.
The age of the building, then it's a likelihood that it's in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, our understanding is that there is likely asbestos and harmful black mold. But in addition to that, I mean, there's a laundry list of code violations that the freight elevator is out. And so the reason that the fires have been so easy to set is that folks are just leaving their stuff in the hall and it is catching on fire now. I mean, the fire department believes that an individual is catching that on fire, which, you know, to me, the fact that these folks get 60 days notice, fires are happening, hot water is being turned off, AC is out.
Right.
I don't know about you, but it's at 90 degrees. It's unlivable in it.
Right.
So it is very coincidental that these things are all happening after a 60-day notice is being given. Now, the reality is what code enforcement can come in and do is they can fine and they can actually force you to get everybody out the property immediately if there's a major code violation. I doubt that that's going to happen in the case of the Darlington. Now, to speak to the legal issue, we are currently working with a number of lawyers and exploring with tenants the possibility of doing a class action lawsuit. Very difficult to do a class action lawsuit in this situation because we have to prove liability. We have to prove that there is damage done, and medical damage, financial damage, and in some cases, the hardest one to prove, psychological damage. We're committed to, I mean, our number one priority, like I said earlier, is making sure that not one person is left homeless as a result of this. And our number two priority is to do whatever we can to tax Barden Properties and their CEO, Chase McCreary. And we really need the city to draw a line in the sand with us.
Well, the city...
That we're not going to allow... Yeah.
The city would be able to do that more so, and I would think, on an more immediately with reference to code violations and also maybe a cease and desist with reference to the construction going on because of the health ramifications in reference to being exposed to asbestos. I mean, it's very clear asbestos remediation process, and if they're violating that, then the city needs to come in with a cease and desist.
Well, I can tell you that Barden Properties, this is not their only property in the state of Georgia. It's not their only property in the city of Atlanta. And we are in direct communication with city council and folks from the mayor's office, and we are constantly communicating, everything that's going on over there. We're not getting the kind of response that we would expect from an administration that ran on a commitment to affordable housing. It is hard to get them to respond to this stuff in a way that actually matters to tenants. And the messaging that we keep getting is like, city council just moves too slow to be able to address this. We just got to get these folks out. Because initially we wanted to work with tenants to keep them in the property.
Right.
That, I mean, I'll be damned if they got to sit through decades of poor conditions and then all of a sudden say, hey, we're going to fix the place up, but you got to go.
Right.
You know, that it's a special kind of cruelty to put people, get people's hopes up. And Lisa, you can maybe answer this, but many tenants have told me that they were under the impression that they were going to be able to enjoy the, you know, the property being fixed up and the rehab, that they were going to be able to enjoy that and to have, when the property was purchased a year ago, and to have the rug pulled out from under them to say, hey, you know what, we are going to renovate it. This is going to be a nice place, but you're not going to be able to stay here.
Right. Well, you know? Mr. Franzen, we appreciate you taking the time to call in, and you've given us a lot of insight. I'd like to talk to you a little bit probably further offline so that maybe I'm happy to help any way I can. I tell you, that's God's honest truth. I think you'd probably be really surprised at the extent of my legal background. But so I'm happy to help, and I will talk to you about that. I'll give you a call, and maybe I can assist you or maybe the residents
sure.
in helping come up with a plan.
Please.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I can't wait to listen to the rest of it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, Lisa, the immediate needs of those residents at the Darlington is air conditioning.
Patchwork on it, but it seems to not be operating at full capacity. My apartment is still hotter than it should be.
Are they coming to the residents and saying, all right, we know your time is short. Here are some options. Here's some places you can apply. I mean, in my mind, I would think the city, the affordable housing leader here, should make some type of resources available to you to say, here's some complexes that are willing to at least take you in for the time being for the next year so that you all can regroup and figure out what you're going to do after that.
I think the transition would have gone smoother if we had actually had more warning, like you said. What happened is, we were initially told that the renovations would be done floor by floor, meaning the majority of us could stay there since there are a lot of empty apartments at the moment. But that's not, they've just basically been wanting to take our money, but not actually help us. What I think could have been done was, considering a lot of the people are either elderly, disabled, or low income, 60 days is not enough time for you to gather resources on your own. The owner did not offer to let us stay at any of their other properties, I can say.
Well, I'm sure, listen, if they're putting you out, they're not going to let you stay at one of
them. No.
Yeah, you know what? This is really, really bothering me. So I would love to hear our dear mayor's take on this situation. I want you to, when we get a chance, we need to see if there's anything that, any statement she's made in reference to the Darlington. And we're going to call her. We're going to call her. We're going to try. And when we get her, if we can, Ms. Roberts, you'll be a part of that conversation. All right? Oh, so we're going to go to a break. I appreciate you coming in. Stay for a little while. I'm going to get your contact information, and then I'm going to get with Mr. Franzen, and we're going to try to hopefully at least buy some time. If not, we need to look into what's going on with that construction there, because that's criminal. That has now exposing people to asbestos knowingly is criminal. And I'm not just saying that. That's not an opinion. That's a legal fact.
I believe that.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. I'm sorry, but stay with us for a minute. Okay. 404-892-2703. When we come back from the break, I will give you our deal of the decade. It's a little bit late, but it's a good one. Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. He's passionate.
See, I know what I'm